And two compatriots had to scramble to find a location to present their work to the public and the press, while the city's attention was riveted on fashion design. My nephew, Grady, had arranged for one of his clients, a television commercial company, to create a show setting, complete with a backstage curtained off from the runway, rows of white folding chairs for the hoped-for audience, and video and still cameras recording the extravaganza to be uploaded to the internet, the way shows of more famous designers were. Sandy checked the time on his cell phone, which hung around his neck from a lanyard. He cupped his hands around his mouth and shouted, "Let's go, everyone! We can't run late. We have to be out of here by 1 o'clock with everything taken down." He looked at me. "Can you believe it? They're hosting a wedding here tonight. That's the problem with using a catering hall for the show." He grabbed the arm of a man walking by. "Jack, can you get the music started in 10 minutes? We need to hurry things up here."
"Sure thing, Xander."
"How long does the show take?" I asked.
"Each model has about 30 seconds or less to get down to the end of the runway, turn, and walk back. I have 6 models, leaving at set intervals. The other designers have about the same time to strut their stuff. 3 designers, 12 minutes, give or take a minute. Then we all come out together, take our bows, and that's it, we're done."
"So quick?"
"The shows of the big designers rarely last longer, and they have even more models. But that's not counting all the schmoozing that takes place in the audience before and after, assuming they're not making a beeline for the door, hoping to get a good seat at the next designer's event."
"It's an awful lot of work for such a short time," I said.
"And a lot of money, but I can't think about that right now. You're welcome to stay as long as you like and take in the backstage drama, but you'll have to excuse me. I need to make sure everything is ready. I'm a nervous wreck. Can you tell? Please say you can't."
"You'll be wonderful," I said. "Go do what you need to do. I won't stay long, but I'm looking forward to getting a glimpse of what goes on behind the scenes. I'll try to keep out of everyone's way." As it turned out, that wasn't an easy task. The backstage area was simply one large space with rolling metal racks of clothing used to cordon off each designer's area. Open trunks littered the floor. Chairs were scattered everywhere, but no one sat in them. Instead, they were draped with scarves or held piles of clothes, shoes, or handbags. Dressers helped models into gowns, and models checked themselves in mirrors after strapping on shoes with heels so high, I marveled that they could stand, let alone walk. In the center of this chaos was what appeared to me to be pandemonium of its own, the hair and makeup station, consisting of 2 tall director's chairs and a folding table to hold myriad cases of cosmetics. One chair was occupied by a blonde wrapped in a white robe, her foot tapping impatiently, while an attractive woman in a pink smock arranged the model's hair into an elaborate updo. In the girl's lap was a box of lipsticks with clear tops that allowed their colors to show. They had been lined up neatly in 3 rows. The blonde opened each lipstick and tossed it back in the carton, making a jumble of their order. She chose one, slathered it on her lips, and held up a mirror to see the result.
"The gorgeous Mr. Eben wants dark red for me, Miss Milburn," the blonde said. "I like this one. Do you think he will?"
"Don't you worry, Rowena. I have just the one he wants in my smock," Miss Milburn replied. The makeup artist, whom I judged to be in her early 40s, patted her pocket. Another handsome man in a tuxedo lounged nearby.
"Peter, what do you think of my lipstick?" Rowena asked, pursing her lips at him.
"A very kissable color,"
he replied, leaning toward her.
"Get out of here, Sanderson," Miss Milburn said. "This one's jailbait. Way too young for you." Rowena pouted.
"I am not."
Peter plucked a lipstick from the carton and held it out to her.
"I think this would suit you better," he said. "Besides, I'm in love with this lady here."
He nuzzled the